Chandler, buenos días. Chandler did not expect a greeting in Spanish. The voice now speaking evoked a memory. Hello, Chandler? The caller asked. You there? Yes, this is Chandler Scott, he answered, thinking it best to sound professional, since it could be a potential employer. Chandler, it's me, Artie. Arturo? I mean, Artie? Chandler had partially solved the caller mystery. The caller's light Spanish accent belied his name, Artie, which had Celtic origins. Chandler, sorry to call you so early in the morning, man, especially on a holiday weekend, but it's important. Everything you're saying makes sense, Ari, but my heart's not into working at Maxwell or anything like it. If I don't take on these assignments like Artie's, I may not do them later, and I know I'll regret it.
So what are you saying?
Rationally, she knew the answer, though her heart could not accept it.
We will follow the law and set an example for America, but we must hold our leaders accountable. I want you to remember something very important. Equity is the basis of civil disobedience. When laws are unjust, people of good conscience stand up to change them. We will wear any consequences of our actions as a badge of honor. We are the Honor Brigade.
Chief Justice, I will now direct the Senate body to address the question of whether the respondent, Benjamin Clark Jefferson, is guilty or not guilty. Please stand when called and cast your vote orally. But of course, that's not the reason I had you come out. Watch this. Artie directed Chandler's attention to a large wall-mounted monitor where he played the videos provided by the whistleblower. Venus had much to say. Power failures at the New York Stock Exchange, the Chicago Board of Trade, and the New York Mercantile Exchange prevented overnight futures trading. The shutdown of these markets caused the London FTSE, German DAX, and France's CAC indices to plummet. The U.S. exchanges reported that their auxiliary power systems did not activate as programmed. Hello, my name is Steve Rogers. He extended his hand. It was his first introduction using the assumed name.
Eugene Kim, nice to meet you.
The newly identified employee shook his hand.
I've seen you around for a couple weeks now. You must be new, huh?
Trainee. Mrs. Chapman's showing me the ropes, you could say.
Listen, asshole, I'm trying to do my fucking job and you just want to be a prick. I get it. You don't want to be here, and I don't want to look at your sorry ass.
Duran broke his chewing and took a drink of his sweet tea, swirling it and puckering his lips before swallowing and exhaling in satisfaction. The laughter came as a surprise.
I know what you're doing. You're trying to make me mad. This is another damn test, ain't it? Y'all ain't bullshitting me no more.
After a couple of minutes, it became apparent the man no longer breathed. His body limp. The vital sign monitor showed no life. A red light followed.
What the hell killed this man?
They had yet to discuss Chandler's decision about what to include in the final product. After being awakened by his nightmare, his mind raced with thoughts, images flashing as if photo-reading a lengthy novel. He thought less about the charges he could face than the fallout from his revelation. How would a country react that still had, in the eyes of many, an illegitimate president holding office? He considered the possibility that the president didn't know. It wouldn't be the first time that nefarious actions were kept from the nation's leader. Would Ariane give him an ultimatum once the project ended?
Drake, you knew about this all along!
He spun Hutchinson back towards the table. He walked behind DHS Secretary Hayden, venting his ire at the top of his bald head.
Rat hole? What do you think this is now?